So, Declan, looking ahead to tonight, Waterford, the visitors on the final night of the season. Harps know they need to win and hope other things go their way if they're to stay up. And I suppose, as usual, Harps boss Ollie Horgan has been downbeat and Harps has, I suppose, chanced the night given that Waterford are chasing European football. But all it takes is a single goal to win tonight and Harps are in with a chance of staying up.
Yeah, I mean, if they put themselves in that position where, you know, 3 points could end up leapfrogging over Derry City and over Shelburne and getting away from the playoff spot. But, I mean, the form's been good. They've been playing well. Even though they were beating the Shamrock Rovers, performance overall was very good considering the Shamrock Rovers are going so well and full of confidence. But, yeah, I mean, Waterford obviously are going for Europe and they're pushing hard behind Dundalk to get 3 points and they're 2 points behind them. So they're trying to get into the last European spot. So, but it's a big game for both clubs and obviously more so for Harps because Harps want to get out of the playoffs and I think they can get 3 points tonight against Waterford and that'll make it obviously depending on other results between Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers and Cork and Derry. But, you know, to get 3 points first and see what happens elsewhere.
Yeah, Harps will not make it easy for them tonight.
No. I mean, Harps have been playing well. I mean, their form's been good, yeah. I mean, I know we Ollie plays down. That, you know, Waterford are a good team coming in a good form. And they are coming in good form. Last five matches, they've won two, lost two, and drawn one. So they're coming in good form. They don't concede too many goals. So it's going to be a tight affair tonight. But there's a lot of positives that happen with Harps. They've been playing well, and they've been hard to beat at home. And we're looking for a big performance tonight. Regardless of what happens elsewhere, we've got to make sure we pick up 3 points.
Okay, so say they do pick up the 3 points tonight. What about those other games? Shamrock Rovers taking on a fellow Dublin side, Shelburne. I'm not going to throw the political line on it, Declan, but Shells would possibly be hoping that the Shamrock Rovers could do them a favour in this tie. But at the end of the day, to go unbeaten in the season, is that a big enough carrot for the champions to put out a full deck and have a real go at it?
I think they will. I mean, I think they will. I mean, I was probably a wee bit worried maybe from the fact that they've played so many games and over a short space of time. I think that's 4 games now in 8 days, which is it's a lot for any team. But they do have a big squad and the players coming back and the players also fighting for to get into the team to play in the Cup's quarter-final against Van Harps. It's obviously a double the Dublin Derby and that's a big game. But the fact that they want to go unbeaten the whole year through and that hasn't been done since the last Shamrock Rovers team in 1924. So they'll be looking to go unbeaten and I'm expecting a big performance. But it will be a tight affair on Dublin. It's a local derby and anything can happen up there. But you're hopeful that Shamrock Rovers might be fit to do a big favour on the night.
Yeah. Moving on to Derry, who have stayed down in the bottom half of the country. They left the Talla Stadium defeated on Saturday, made their way to Cork. They've had their problems with COVID in recent weeks, but there is no doubt that this game this evening in Cork is the biggest game of the season for Declan Devine's men.
Yeah, it's probably been the biggest game for them in the last couple of seasons. You know, really considering, you know, the performances probably haven't been as good as they should have been, considering the players, the quality they have and the budget they have as well. And it's a big game. But the fact they've travelled down there, they're down 2 nights, and that, you know, the players will probably trained yesterday and got a wee light session, and that'll concentrate everybody's minds and they'll put there to put on a professional performance. We don't really know what Cork's going to do. I mean, they've been relegated now the last 3 weeks, so it's a big ask for them to come in and perform, but they also have pride and their full-time outfit, so they'll be doing their best to obviously restore a wee bit of confidence in the supporters and in the team themselves. So you just don't know. I mean, you're expecting that Derry should have the quality to and they're under more pressure than Cork City to go and win the game, and I expect maybe Derry to maybe 1-2-1 down there and maybe score later on or something to win the game. But you just never know what's going to happen because you don't know what we're going to get from Cork. But if Cork can score first, that could put a lot of pressure on Derry.
Yeah. Listen, there's a big night of football ahead, Declan. Are we expecting high drama then?
I think we're going to expect a lot of tension because it's such a big game and it's great. You know, I mean, we know we've been there before with the playoffs and it brings extra pressure and extra tension. And tonight's one of those big games. You know, I mean, the last time we played Waterford in the playoff, we beat them over two legs. And that's come back when Paul Hegarty was the manager. And it's probably something similar tonight. Big pressure on everybody. You've got to perform. And it's, you know, 90 minutes to make sure that, you know, you get the 3 points. And then hopefully then we might have favours from the other teams above us that might help us out. But it's a big performance. And regardless of what happens, if we, you know, if we get 3 points and it doesn't go for us, up in Dublin or in Cork. Well, so be it. So, I mean, we just get ready for the playoffs after that. But we're looking for a big performance at home tonight and hopefully get 3 points.
Yeah, and even if it doesn't go your way, Declan, just finally, a good performance tonight would put you on a good foot going into the playoff against Longford next Saturday. So it would.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's we've been there before in the playoffs. You know, we know it all about, and the management knows it was all about Ollie and how they were in there before as well. So, and I think this Harps team is better than the last two or three playoff teams. You know, they're good quality in there, good depths. You know, they're experienced players. Now, some of them might not have playoff experience, but they're experienced players, been around the league. They know what it's all about. So I suspect that, you know, over one leg, we should be fit to overtake and beat Longford. But you never know. You know, it's just you never know how games are, and conditions are heavy at the minute. Obviously, in Clun Park was very heavy against Shamrock Rovers, and expecting something similar tonight. But it's the same for both teams. But if we have to go into the playoffs, I would be pretty confident that we can beat Longford.